In this year, we're going to discuss Bez Hashem, what does it mean? What does the word emuna mean? When we speak about learning emuna, what the word emuna mean? It is commonly translated as belief, but the truth of the matter is that is an incorrect translation, and it is very important if we're going to, Bez Hashem, continue learning in Yanim of Emunah, that we should know what it means. I mentioned in Shir last night, I gave the Shir last night, that the Rav Kook in Igrot Raya discusses in Igrot Raya, Chela Gimel, Igeret Tov Shin Sadi Gimel, 793, discusses that there are two major trends of thought in how to build one's emuna, what is the appropriate, correct way to pump ourselves with emuna. And Bez Hashem, I hope to get to that in this year. But before we do that, we have to understand what emuna means. So for that, I'd like to start with just kind of, let's hit the dictionary aspect of the word emunah. The word emunah comes from the Lashon of oiman, which means a craftsman. A craftsman is a person who takes some kind of raw material and sets it into a specific form, a set form, so that it's not now changeable from that form to another form. You would have to break the whole thing down and bring it back into its raw state, so to say, where it just be a mass of that raw material. But when you turn wood, for example, into a table, it's now a table. It's set as a table. That is the job of the craftsman. And that comes for, you have a similar word in Lashon HaChazal, me'amen et yado, the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. What does it mean, me'amen et yado? That the person trains his hand. Training the hand means that you do something over and over to the point that it becomes regular, normal, and you're set. You're used to doing a specific act or a specific action. So that's what emunah really means. Emunah means something being set. Mekuyim, kavua, viyatsev. It's stable. It's not changeable. It's like the pasuk in Chayo. It's just a perek chaf beis. See the pasuk Perichav Beis pasuk Chav Gimel Uskativ Yaseid b'makoyim ne'emon. I will affix him as a peg in a secure place. Right, ne'emon is secure, a secure place. I will fix him as a peg in a secure place. So again, you have a similar that it's also a lashon of something being set in a stabilized, permanent form. The pasuk in Perek Lamed Gimel in Sefer Yeshayo, pasuk Tezayin, speaks about Meimov Ne'emanim. Its waters are Ne'emanim, which means they're continuously flowing without change. We also had recently, I guess not so recently, but in Shmois, in Parshas Beshalach, Vayhi Yodav Emunah Ad Bo HaShemesh. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were set. They were set, Emunah, they were set, they were stable until the sun came. Right? When they Aaron and Hur, right, supported his hands, that they were able to stay up the entire time. Same thing we find at Kadosh Baruch Hu promises in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Peites, Psukim Lamedal, Lamed Hei. We'll open the says, V'chasdi. V'chasdi lo afir me'imo. V'chasdi lo afir me'imo. Which is translated as, I will not completely remove my kindness from him, and I will not be false to my faithfulness. So emunasi is my faithfulness. La achalel brisi, umoitzas vosai, la ashane. I will not profane my bris, my covenant, and I will not alter the utterance of my lips. So again, it's a statement of faithfulness, of something that's permanent, set, unchangeable. That's what emuna means. By the way, the Talmud, one of the two Talmidim Amuvhakim of the Groh Mivilna, was Rav Menachem Mendel Mishkalov, who penned the Perush of the Groh on Mishle. He says the Groh sat with him and watched him write it. So the Groh, you know, saw everything he wrote. And, he wrote it at the time when he learned with him. That's what he says. So he says that he has a sefer called Maim Adirim, which is a sefer Kabbalah. And over there on page Kuf Dalet, he writes this, that the Soid of Emuna, Soid Emuna, Oiman Beshasi and Niko, Oiman is a Yoinik. Miuhua Oiman, Emuna. And he says, Ki Emuna Uloshan Kium, Miloshan was a Kativ Yosid Mokum Nemon. Built Emuna without Emuna and Kium Klal Vaklal. There's no Kium to something, it doesn't continue. Ki Usheyush Akoil, it's the Sheyush of everything. The beginning of the Bria, which is the Seid of Hashem making the world from scratch, from new, is the Iker of the Amuna, that he was Mechadish and is Mechadish every day, Ma'aseh Bereishis. Nevertheless, you see over here again, he says explicitly that the Inyan of Amuna is a Lashon of Kium, is a Lashon of something set, unchangeable. So, when we speak about Emuna, what we really mean, what the Sfarim really mean, when they talk about our Chiyuv to be Maimon, our Chiyuv Emuna in Rabbeinu Shalom, it's describing the feeling of the Nivra Klapei the Boirei, the feeling of the created, the person of man, to his Creator. And that has to be a feeling of Emuna, of dedication, of faithfulness. A faithfulness, an unbreakable bond, an unbreakable knot we must feel to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now, when we speak about, and we'll see Be'ez Hashem, that there are two mahalchim, and we define them as an intellectual mahalach of Emunah and a more emotional mahalach of Emunah, we have to realize that those are two intellect and the emotional aspect of the person are two separate faculties that both are just kalim. They're both kalim. They're both just vessels that allow us to connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The connection can be an intellectual connection. The connection can be an emotional connection. Obviously, if the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us a mind and a heart, it should be evident that he wants us to connect to him on both levels. And really, ultimately, the whole inyan of Torah and Tefillah, Torah is more of an intellectual connection, and the Tefillah is more of the emotional connection. They're both they're being mechazik. These right, we have it carved into our Seder Hayoyim, is to connect Hashem on both levels. As just as a Mara Mokum, if anybody wants to look more into this definition of Emuna, the Maharal Miprag in Sefer Gvuas Hashem Perek Zayin has arichus on this. It's kedai to learn it, especially, again, this is Mamish Pesach related. Gvuas Hashem, Sefer Gvuas Hashem is the Maharal Sefer, which is most applicable to Pesach, all describing, discussing the depth of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Much of it appears again in Agodah Shel Pesach of the Maharal. But there he describes Emuna at length, and again he says the same Yisayit. I'll read a small lashon. Habama'achar sheish be'emuna, when a person has Emuna, v'hu davar chazak, it's something that's strong, shelo yaharher ona va'ona, that he won't think, meaning in a doubtful way, here and there, v'chachu davar eloki, therefore it's something godly, einu gashmi, it's not physical. Should call davar eloki lo yikabel shinui klal, because any godly thing cannot receive change. And because of this, a person that has emuna is fitting that the Shechina should reside in him, so that the separate, aloof one, meaning Hashem, will cling to him. Well, everything that he describes over there, the tremendous level, the tremendous chal that a person gets, is through the strength of emuna. Right, that's the strength that he has with his emuna ve'ein lo yishtanus, that there's no changing. So that's the first thing, is this is what emuna is. Emuna is binding us to the Rebbeinu Shalom, giving us that unwavable connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom that allows this connection to continue under all circumstances. It won't change in good times, and it won't change in bad times. The person will always feel his emuna b'Hashem, his connection to Hashem, without ever feeling doubt. Now, we have to realize, we've spoken about this in the past, is that there's different levels to the person. Kabbalistically speaking, we have really six levels in the person. Beginning at the bottom, you would have Maisa. On top of that, you would have Dibur. On top of that, you have Kavona. On top of that, you have Machshava. On top of that, you have Ratzon. So again, it's the action is the bottom of the line, so to say, the most physical. On top of that would be speech. Thought, the speech of a person, which is obviously less physical. On top of that is kavana, which is the concentration. Concentration is really something different than the level on top of it, which is machshava, which is thought. Thought is related to the different levels of chacham, bin, and das, whereas kavana is something where a person does something in an intentional way. We have by Netilus Yadayim, for example, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, right? That a monkey could do Netilus to wash your hands for Netilus Yadayim, because the monkey pours the water with kavana, but obviously the monkey doesn't have das, right? It intends to pour the water. It knows it's pouring water, so it's kavana without machshava. Kavana is a more subtle level of the person, and therefore a higher level than speech. And machshava, which is already proper thought, that's the fourth level from bottom to top. And the deeper level is ratzon, is the will of a person. Now, on top of the will, that's what's discussed, those levels are what's really mafurish and the Kisvei Kabbalah, coming from that Rizal, the Rishash explicitly has a tefillah, and the Siddur Rishash saying these five levels. And the Sifri Chassidus go ahead, and of course it's based on the Sifri Kabbalah. There Magal, there's really a deeper level than Ratzon, which is like a sixth Bechina, which is oinik, is pleasure. Pleasure is even deeper than will. It's like the most, you know, fine Mitzvah Sharm begins that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that we should be lis'anig al Hashem, that we should have oinik. He wanted us to have pleasure. That's the deepest point of the person. And the reason I'm bringing this hakdama is in order to explain and make us aware that the deep level of connection, of direct connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam that we have, is something is much deeper than our consciousness. Our consciousness, our awareness, is usually really just the machshava level, is the level of thought. Could be a little bit at the Ratzon level. I don't know how many people are really in touch with their Ratzon, which is pre-thought. That's a very, very, very deep Madrega, a very, very deep level. And the deepest connection would be on that sixth level, which is Sefer Chassidus speak about, which is the Oinig. Is the Gewaldige pleasure that the person has in his connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we speak about the Pintele Yid, it's that part of the Jew that can't express itself really. There's just something there which is unexplainable, how that person just doesn't want to stop being a Yid. Even if he's not acting like a Yid, his Jewish identity is important to him. It's something so strong that it's basically what would be termed illogical today, or at least non-logical. And the more we can connect ourselves to the deepest levels, the better we are, the better off we are, the bigger connection, right? We don't want just to have that pintaliyat in us. We want that pintaliyat to turn into a bonfire. We want to become inflamed with Avos Hashem, with Yiras Hashem. We want it, because when that happens, then the hashpa, the influence on all the levels down, going all the way down through the maisa, through the action, becomes part of that big ish, that big fire of Avodas Hashem, of love for Hashem. Rishbe eish shel heves ka, says, right? The fiery flames of the love of God. So, when we discuss, and we're going to see Bez Hashem in this Igeret, that there's an intellectual way of emuna, and then there's what I term a more emotional way of emuna. We have to realize it's very simply just two separate faculties, two separate levels. The intellectual level is really more machshava related. The emotional level is really more kavana related, like the, you know, a level down, or the, right, related to the heart more. It's not that one is more chashuv than the other, be'etzem. It's more a question of which one works for that person. We know that different people have different tias neshamas, right? We know that, take for example, generally the difference, right? Men are more intellectually oriented and women are more emotionally oriented. Obviously there's yoytzim min haklal, exceptions, many exceptions perhaps in both, but you know there's that general distinction between the two, and therefore for someone to tap into that deep bechina of pleasure with Ribbono Shel Olam, somebody who's more intellectually oriented will have to use that faculty, because that faculty does it for him or her, makes that connection. It uncovers what really we're trying to do when we learn these in Yanim. It's true, there's the aspect of the ideas, the knowledge, but more than the knowledge is really just uncovering for us that tremendous Or Hashem, the light of Hashem that's inside us, uncovering our neshamas, the chelek aleka mimal. And either any way that we can accomplish that is good. And since people have different atiyas neshamas, different tendencies, so they should use what's suitable to them. Same way we find in Chazal, a person can only learn in a place that his heart desires. The idea behind that also explained in Svarim is because different people have different istiyot and neshamas. Some people are connected to a specific style of learning. Some people are connected more to, their neshamas connected to a specific area of Torah. So that is where their focus should be. Now, of course, there should be a bit of everything. You know, you need to have like a healthy diet. It's got to have some, you have to have all the different vitamins and proteins and all, you know, you got to have a little bit of everything. But somebody who has a bigger need, his neshama has a bigger need for a specific area, he's got to be spending more time on that. So it's not a matter of right or wrong so much as a neshama dikainin of where this person is holding, what this person needs. I think there's an important background before getting to the etzema inyan. So now we'll go and we'll see what Rav Kook writes in this sugya. So again, the Igros HaRa'aya, Chelek Gimel, Igeres Tovshin Sadi Gimel. We're reading from page Samech Vav. So Rav Kook says, I'm starting from the second line of the paragraph. His words, he's writing to the one who he was writing to, right? He's telling him, I enjoyed very much, they're very dear to me, the words, that your words that came out of the heart, regarding the tmimus of emuna akdosh, like the simplicity, having simple holy emuna viserusa and stirring it. But Rav Kook says now a warning: anybody who is looking for the good of his nation, is looking out for the good of his nation, has to pay attention. Hamalav, anybody, okay, anyone that's looking for the good of his nation, hamalhiv es libam lavim shbishemayim, who's trying to excite the heart, of their Jewish people to their Father in heavens, umechazik es rucham atar, and to be mechazik, to strengthen their pure spirit, lis amitz bekdushas emunas oiman, he uses that lashon that we spoke about, right, to become stronger with the kedusha of the emunas oiman, like a craftsman emuna, meaning it shouldn't budge. Emunas oiman is probably referring to emuna in the Rabbeinu Shalom, was a craftsman of the world, and I think that's probably what he's referring to here. Shelo Yovin, so it's important for that person who's trying to excite Yidden to emuna in Hashem, to be, right? Shelo Yovin akoyre es toichen atmimus, that the reader shouldn't understand the context of simplicity. Le inyan amenage des es oirus asichlis va'amokas ha-jewish ha-kdoisha v'archavosa. He shouldn't think, the reader shouldn't get the feeling, get the understanding, that the simplicity of emuna is something that opposes the intellectual stirring and the deepening of holy investigation and its expansion. Meaning, yes, it's very important to excite people to having emuna tmima, to having simple emuna, pashuta emuna in Hashem. Not uncomplicated, so to say. But that's not a stira to an intellectual awakening that wants to investigate and learn about the Rabbeinu Shleilam, that wants to ask questions, that wants to discover and uncover inyanim of emuna. These are not bestira, they go hand in hand. Hashem chofetz l'man tzidko yagdol tov yadir. Hashem, right? He wants for his tzedek that the Torah should be made big. Yagdil Torah v'yadil should be made big and glorified. U'bichlal hagdolas haTorah v'adarasa, and included in making the Torah great. Oymedu b'roish yisoid hakdusha shel limud emuna, stands at the top of that, the yisoid hakdusha of learning emuna. And how large is our holy library? from the biggest, right, the mighty ones of the generations, the fathers of the world, they increased knowledge in the investigations of Emuna, and they illuminate the hearts of those who learn their words, aleches bikviseim, to go in there, to follow in their footsteps. Venechutz mishnei advarim hayiduim shel hamechkar hahegyoni v'akabalah hagnuza b'soid Hashem. Besides the two well-known things of logical investigation and the hidden Kabbalah in the Soid of Hashem, Sheheim Shnei Nachalim Gedolim Rach V'Yedayim, which are both, they're two big streams, very big, wide streams. Shechoiva Kedoshihi L'Kol HaShechelik Le'a Hashem Bebina L'Kol Hashem Loi Bebina, that it's an holy obligation to anyone that Hashem gave him understanding, Liyos Mishanen V'Hoige B'Chelki HaTo'elyonim Alolu. The person who Hashem gave him understanding, gave him a good head, that's an obligation for him to learn and learn again and again. Mishanen means to over and over, and to delve into the parts, those upper parts of the Torah. גם בפשטיוסו של תכונס האמונה כיכר גדול ורחב ידיים נמצא להגיע ודורשאו. Even in the pashtus, even in the simple parts, the simple aspect of the character of Amuna, there is a very wide range, a very large wide range that can be learned, for the, that exists for those who learn and investigate it. המחייס רוחם, which revives their spirit, and encourages the strength of the kedusha of their soul, that brings all those who are coming to, like, to be sweetened and like get a spice, so to say, get like a bisum from the holy spices. It's a lashon mushal, lashon of bisum. This alis b'mailas al yoinis b'taras amidas, to become elevated in the higher milas, in the taras amidas, in the purity of midas, ubudushas ayir v'ahava reimimo, and the holiness of the fear and love, exalted fear and love, not just the old. Right, Haroimimo, Rav Kook is referring to the higher level Yiran Avo that he's calling for all the time. Hamechazekes es haleva Yisraeli, which strengthens the Jewish heart, b'tzfias Yeshua v'chol choisin v'yokar, in looking forward to the salvation of Hashem and all strength and all that is dear to a Yid. So Rav Kook is saying that, right, there's two known paths, there's two known things, right? There's the Hamechkar Hegyoni, which is really what we would call philosophy, and then there's the HaKabbalah HaGedunza B'Soid Hashem, what we would call the Kabbalah. These are two separate Mahalchim, right? Very different Mahalchim. The rationalists and the Kabbalists, right? These are two separate. But Lemaisa, Rav Kook says, even on a more Pashto level, there's so much, there's such a why, just in the Pashtos of what the Tchun of Amun is, there's so much to be learned. And now he describes the two Mahalchim, and we'll see that he kind of then says, that's what he's getting to, that besides these two, there's like a third. So Rav Kook now describes it, Shadas Gedolei HaChokrim Elokiyim, the opinion of the greatest of spiritual investigators, Kira meaning philosophers, Kirav Sadia Goin, like Rav Sadia Goin, who wrote the Munus Videus, Harambam, the Rambam, who of course we know wrote Mar Nevuchim, and there's plenty also in Yad HaChazaka, Vachoyves Alavavis, and the Choyves Alavavis, Visiatom, and their group, right, those who follow in their ways, their opinion is she is soid mitzvah se'emuna, he ba'atzmo mitzvah hayidia v'samkus hachakira hayishara. The mitzvah of emuna itself is the mitzvah of knowing and delving into with correct investigation. Uvedaitam, meaning the intellectual exploration. Uvedaitam ochzu kama migdeili chachme kabbalah ma'amikim al pidarkam. And there were a number of the greatest chachme kabbalah who actually held of their shita, who went in their way. V'das gedoyle chachme regesh. But then there's the opinion of the gedoyle chachme regesh, meaning the gedoylim of emotion, of the sages of emotion. Sheberoshem oimed Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, who at their top stands Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the author of the Kuzri. Ubekvoisov ochzu balakeda, and in his footsteps went, held the balakeda, Akedas Yitzchok, Haritza Barbanel, Barbanel, Ha'av Gama Ben, really Ona Barbanel, there were two, father and son. Baharbi Migdele Amakubalim, and many of the Gdele Amakubalim, Nevoine Lacha, Sharigshe Anefesh, the silent, right, understanding ones of the emotions of the nefesh, or the feelings of the nefesh, holchu b'darkam, they went in their path. Asher shadu narga b'kol ha'ma'alok shel ha'mechkar hagioni, that they threw an axe, they bashed the whole mahalach of intellectual investigation, logical investigation. And instead, they spent their efforts in basing and founding the foundations of the depth of the holy poetic recognition of the feelings of the neshama, v'salusa pnimis, and its inner elevation. So we have two groups. We have the Rambamniks, the philosophers, and then we have the more emotionally inclined group of the Kuzri, which was anti, they were against the Mechkar Yoni, they were against the logical mahalach, the intellectual investigation of logic and proof. And instead, they focused and they believed in getting a person's neshama involved, in connecting, in bringing out that romantic, poetic part of the neshama in a person, and that then they will feel the connection to Hashem. Barach Kreskes, but Reb Chisdoy Kreskes, who was a Talmud of the Ran, if I'm not mistaken, and he was also the Rebbe of the Rabbi Yosef Albo, who authored the Sefer Ikarim, Baal Or Hashem. He was the author of a Sefer Or Hashem. The Sefer Or Hashem is a very, very unique Sefer. It's not an easy Sefer, not an easy Sefer at all, but it's an amazing Sefer. Tomach Shitazu, he supported this shita of the Kuzri, dafka pi oimeke goyin amechkeri atzmo, dafka through the depth of the logical investigation himself. In other words, he used the philosophical logic, so to say, to bring out and to prove the shita of the Kuzri, which is the more poetic connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the building of the deep feeling with its tremendous power, he built on the foundation of the destruction of the logical philosophy. A big part of what the Or Hashem Rav Chisdoy Kreskes did was he tried to he really kind of attacks the whole foundation of the Sefer Mori Nevuchim. Mori Nevuchim was based on Aristotelian thought, Aristotle's philosophy, his way of proving things. It's the pivot of the Sefer Mori Nevuchim. It's just that he used dafka, that sheet of Aristotle, to prove the inyanim of the Torah. Rabbi Chasdoi Kreskas came and whacked away at that whole mahalach, and he really worked hard to, you know, kind of free up Judaism from the Aristotelian mahalach. And he was really the first one, certainly the most famous of the first one, who was mevatel all the yesodis of the Aristotle's philosophy. And he uses a tremendously intellectual philosophical mahalach to do that. And what he ends up coming out throughout the Sefer is he basically comes out to a Kuzri style of connection with the Ribono Shel Olam, of this more like poetic, spiritual connection that's not the intellectual, philosophical connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. V'shita zu ha-yoyse kroyv al-orcha de b'mnusa, says Rav Kook, this shita, which is closer, it's much closer to the derech of Muna. Urcha de b'mnusa is a lashon of Zayar in Parshas Pekudei, Tafresh Lamed Zayin. So this shita is much closer to the derech emuna, like the of the Zayar at least. Hi ha'ileches u'mischazekes b'malach ha'ruach shel deres achreinim. It's going and gaining strength in the spirit, in the way the later generation's spirit is going. It's gaining more and more meaning as time goes on. In the later generations, the intellectual mahalach is going to work less and less, and it's the emotional mahalach that's going to work more and more. That's just the metzias. There may be exceptions, but that's the general metzias is that the mahalach of the Kuzri is going to be the one that's more useful, more suitable to the people of the day. Lamaisa, we know the Goyin, it's brought down from Rabbi Yisrael Mishkolov, the author of the Pasa Shulchan, in the Tosafos, the Ma'aser Rav. Today it's also printed in other places, maybe in the Ma'aser Rav they put it in itself, or the Keser Rosh, I don't remember, that the Gro used to tell people that they should learn Sefer HaKuzri, Shu Kodesh V'Tor V'Ikri Emunas Yisrael V'Torah T'liyim Bo. He told people they should learn the Sefer HaKuzri, which is holy and pure, and the main Ikri, right, the main bases of Emunas Yisrael and Torah are totally dependent on it. In that Sefer HaKuzri, the Goyin held the Ikur of the Emunah of Torah is found there in the Sefer HaKuzri. That's a major askama. Fascinating is to point out that, you know, if we took the Goyin and the Hasidim as the famous machlekes, that would kind of, you know, we would crown as intellectual connection versus emotional connection, right? The Gro and the Misnagdim being the intellectual aristocratic group, right, that's intellectually studying Torah, but less emotional, and the Chassidim being the emotional Bali Tfila, Bali Avoida. Well, guess what? The Goyin says, he doesn't see Mori Nevuchim or Sadia Goyin as that basic sefer that everybody should be learning. He dafka so the Kuzri as Kodesh v'Tor v'Ikrei Emunas Yisrael v'Torah T'liyimbo, and therefore he said people should learn the Sefer HaKuzri. Meaning the Goyin also held that the base connection, the major connection between us and Hashem has to begin, at least, has to be based on that sheet of the Kuzri, the emotional connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. That's an important point to keep in mind. Now, I have to just point out that this can be a little bit misleading, because even the Rambam, right, the Rambam in his Psicha to Mori Nevuchim is very clear, and he describes a predicament he finds himself in writing Mori Nevuchim. Fascinating hakdama, fascinating psicha. And he says, you know, it's very, the Rambam held that the things that he's describing, Mor Nevuchim, are Maisa Bereishis, you know, maybe Maisa Merkava, some of it also, yeah. And you're not allowed to be Magala that to the masses. And he says, if I'm gonna put something in a sefer, anybody that puts something in the sefer on these topics, it's open there for thousands of people. He describes a sefer he started writing on a sefer Nevuah, Sifri HaNevuah, with Misholim, and then he got cold feet. Because he realized, like, this is not so pashat. This is going to be open, big seudas for everyone. So if he's going to write it in a too concealed way, then, you know, nobody's going to understand it. If he's going to write it, well, then people are going to think they're going to understand. He didn't know what to, you know, he describes his predicament, doesn't know what to do about this. But the Rambam there clearly says that Mor Nevuchim is specifically for one in thousands. It's not like it's not a sefer that's up for grabs for the Hamoin Ha'am. He says this is somebody who's gotten to very great heights in learning and intellectual heights. And he's going to be able to learn this. Otherwise, people will get mixed up. They'll think they understand something. They really don't understand it properly. So he says, V'lachin al tevakesh minukan el roshei haprokim. He says, he's afraid to write. So, it's mamash. I'm just looking at now. He's mamash marach in this. So the Rambam didn't intend this to be a mahalach for the hamoinam, that everybody that wants to, you know, do an intellectual investigation of religion should go ahead and do it. They held only great people that already are very advanced can do this. So what would those other people do? The other people would be saimich on the Kabbalah. They're going to be saimich on the Kabbalah. They hear from their Rebbeim. They hear from the father who got it from his father, who got up to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? They base everything on what they're makabel, what Chazal, what Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's it. So, it's a svara pshuta, the pashtas, that the starting point of anything would have to be that emotional connection, which is based on the Kabbalah that we have from generation to generation. But for the people that have become more advanced, then the Rambam held that they have to go weiter. They can't just leave it at the level of Kabbalah. They should be delving into things and understanding things on a deeper intellectual level. So, says Rav Kook Lemaisa, though, in our generations, in our in the later generations, the Mahalik of the Kuzri is the one that's more needed. Says Rav Kook, but in the ikr of the things, for sure, definitely, both of them are true mahalchim, are godly given mahalchim. Shesharshem psuchim b'shitas chalukas u'goyni bovel b'yichusin ala agodos. Oh, so here is fascinating. The book says that these two mahalchim date back to different approaches and relationships between the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi to the agodos of Chazal. This is fascinating. What he says, Shesharshem psuchim, their roots are opened, b'shitas chalukas are open in differing shitas of the Goene Bovel, b'chusan el agodas, the way they related to agodas of Chazal, shehein hein oitzrois kedushas chokmas emunah shebetorah shebaal peh, which the agodas, they are the storehouses of the holiness of the wisdom of emunah that's in Torah shebaal peh, mechunos hakabbalah, that they're called the Kabbalah, meaning received. Mekoris hargoshes hakdoshim, the sources of the holy feelings, the holy emotions. Umayanot hashirah emunite elyona, and the wellsprings of the higher emunadika, poetic, poetic emuna, vadvorim hoychim umespalshim ad histargut hashitot shebemalach haTalmudim haBavli vayushalmi b'dinin omek v'kodesh zeh. And the things are going to really, they branch out, the shitas branch out from the mahalach of the different Talmudim, the Bavli and Yerushalmi, when it comes to this deep and holy inyan. So now Rav Kook explains. Hayesoid hayoyser chazak, shekoinu lava chasid bal chayvis alavavat shitasay. The strongest yesoid that the chasid, the author of the chayvis alavavas, based his shita on, bedvar chayvas mecher emuna, in proving that there's an obligation to be choiker emuna, to investigate the emuna, umash appears back to Mosoi, is what the Chavis Halavavus is mefarish and is akdoma to Chavis Halavavus, mimash appear to a Torah b'yisrei de Kabbalah v'masoiris, from what the Torah lists and details in the Yisoid of the Kabbalah and the Masoiris. Where is this whole inion of the Yisoid of Kabbalah and Masoiris? The chashivas of the Kabbalah and the tradition that's passed down from generation to generation. That's in the parsha, b'parshas, ki polei mimcha dover l'mishpa ben dam l'dam ben din l'din v'goyme, pasuk in parsha shoiftim, in Sefer Dvarim, that when there's something of the mishpat that becomes hidden from you, you don't know what to do, whether it's regarding ben dam l'dam, something to do with differentiating between blood to blood, blain din l'din, or between one din, in judgment, you have different sfeikas. The kamtav alisa lemokam hashayiv Hashem. You have to get up and go to the place that Hashem chose, etc. To the mokam hamikdash where the Sanhedrin sits. Vasisa al piadava shiagidulcha, and you have to do whatever they tell you. That is where we see how we are mechuyev. We are obligated by the Masaira midor dor. That's the yisoid of our Kabbalah, the yisoid of the Torah we receive that's passed down from generation to generation, and how it's we're obligated and bound by it. So over there, Sha'omar, the Chayv Salavava said, "Ukshata mistakel b'masha koyle ha'pasik arishin minyoni adinim." When you look at what the first pasuk, right, ki poli mimcha dover l'mishpa, bein dam l'din, bein din l'din, bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din. Then it says, "Uvei nega l'nega." Right, so you see, what's the pasuk over there describing? It's all minyani adinim timtzim dvarim shetzrichim lifrit oisim lechalkam ledakting b'derech haKabbalah loy b'derech oisus haSeichel. Right, the first pasuk is including the inyanim of dinim. That's what you find, that the pasuk needs to detail them, specify them, I should say, and to be mechalak them, and to analyze them, b'derech haKabbalah. What's the Kabbalah that we have? You have to go verify what's the Kabbalah we have on these things. Loi b'derech oisus haSeichel, not through intellect. Don't use your seichel to try to figure out what we should be doing in this case. You have a case, you don't know what to do. You're going to work with your intellect, and you're going to come to another. No, you have to go up and get the Kabbalah. What will we make Kabbalah from Har Sinai? You go to Sanhedrin, you find out what's the Kabbalah on this inyan. Haloi tirish loy hizgi bechlolam, says the Chavis Halavavos. Take a look at this pasuk. It didn't mention in the different things that the pasuk says. It didn't mention inyan min inyanim asher yusku mitzad haseichel. Anything of the inyanim that would be attained mitzad haseichel. Ki loy amak eshetistapik, meaning he explains what that means. Chavis Halavavos' lashon is not always so easy. The Chavis Halavavos explains it a little more here. Ki loy omar keshetistapek binina yichud eichu. For example, if the Chavis Halavavos says he refers to anything like that we are discussing with emuna machshava, he refers to those things as things that are yusku mitzad haseichel, things that can be understood and grasped mitzad the intellect. So he says, as an example, the pasuk doesn't say when you have a safek in the inyan of yichud how it is. You have a safek. I'll give you an example. Yeah, I'm going to throw in an example. The Rivash attacks, or he brings that there's an attack on the Mekubalim. How could they learn about the spheres? It's mamish, like Kemal, like Trinity. Like he's saying that Hashem has different attributes, and different things. How could you believe that it's mamish poigim in Yichud? So he says, I discussed this with the Mekubal, something in the Mekubal. I didn't like what... you know, he was giving me this complicated way of explaining it. He's not comfortable. Rav Ash wasn't comfortable with the mikubals. But the point is, like, you okay? You maybe have a suffix now. How is my umuna in Yichud Hashem? What's defined still as one God? You know, let's say a person chas v'shalom, a person had an idea of like mamish, a Christian, right? They think they consider themselves believing in one God. But Trinity is, that's a pgam in Yichud Hashem. Let's say somebody was nichshel in that. He wasn't sure. He's in the mesupak, so he's going to start to, well, intellectually decide. He's going to philosophize until he comes out to a malach. No, it's not up to your seichel, right? The chayri, you should go up to the makom hamikdash. No, says the chayri, but that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk doesn't say that if you have a suffik be'inyan ha'yichud, that you should go up and ask. Well, let's say regarding the names of the Creator and His midos, you have a suffix in them. You have to go up. No, it doesn't say that. Or any of the shayushim of the roots of the religion. Like, these are things what we would call today, you know, machshava, ashkafa. I don't like the word ashkafa, but that's, you know, what's referred to today as emunah, machshava, ashkafa, depending which sibri. And anything like this, what comes to a person by way of the seichel and recognition, none of those ideas are included in this pasuk. Avamashet toshiv, he says that all the things that you see in the pasuk are just practical halacha, what to do when it comes to practical halacha. That's what the Chavis Halavava says. Avamashet toshiv al datcha v'tishamish besichacha b'mashet doim lezeh. Achash detamad mitzad ha-kabolo. Shikai leles kol mitzis ha-toy v'shashayin v'birkein v'tachra lecha besichacha v'sfunosach v'shikol daitcha v'shizbar lucha emes v'yitcha ha-shekeh. He says that, which is probably good to see the full lashon in the Chovos HaLevavos. But basically, the Chovos HaLevavos says, right, other things. Right, so he says. Oh, actually, we're going to read the Chovos HaLevavos inside. Haloi tira, don't you see? Shaloi hizkir b'chlolim inyin min yonam ashiyuski mitzad ha-seichel. Kilama kishet istapek min yonu yichod eichu oi b'shem ez ha-boyer v'midoy se v'shosh mishayush mishayush edas b'avid is ha-mokom o b'tuach alav v'ikon alafonav v'yich ha-maisa l'shmo o l'var ha-maisa ma-toyev. It lists like all these different things that are part of the avid is Hashem in a general sense. Right, and to bevar the ma'isim atovim mipigi hefsev inyani atshuva min averus, or to bevar the inyanim of tshuva from averus, v'lirim menu, or to how to fear him, v'lahavoyz, how to love him, v'lizbeishim ipon, how to be embarrassed from him, v'lakshav him anefesh, or to make a cheshbon anefesh, v'avu shmoi, v'adoyim lezem imash yigiy lo v'odom b'derech haseichel v'akora shetamin beim, ag dechachma atoira, that you should believe in them through the chachmi atoira v'asmach. And the smach that you rely on them, v'tismech al divrei kabbalasim bilvad, and to rely only on the words of their kabbalah. No, it doesn't say that. Aval amish atoshav al daitcha v'tishamish b'sichach v'mashadim lezachar shetamla mitzad kabbalah shikolas kol mitzvah satoy v'shashay and upirkei v'tachar lecha b'sichach lachsa v'svunoscha v'shikol daitcha. Ketzer, he says that, yeah, you have to be oymin mitzad kabbalah on these inyanim, these big inyanim of Yichud Hashem and Avodas Hashem and Cheshbon HaNefesh and Tshuva and Yirin Ava, and all these things are very important. And yeah, he says you have to be oymin on the mitzvah of Kabbalah. You have to know what our Messiah is, but it's not enough to stop there. You have to use your seichel. You have to be choyker tachra lebesichel chov tzvonoscho shikol datcho ad shiz bar lechemes, till you get to the bottom of things, get to the truth, and you deicha the sheker. Chidichsev, he brings the pasuk like it's written. V'yadat ayomer shevoyse levecha, you know today, and you bring it into your heart. V'chein noy mashenucha lamad abirur min deicha seichel. And so it says, anything that you're able to clarify through the intellect. Meshom Chazal called over Shoy Bichav Yotzim and called Lamed Loi Lamed Alatz Miyotzim Lamed Alkal Kul Yotzim. Mipnei Shedatz Inyan Neichad Kanaf Min Advam Shuvdim Bederech Hasechel VeKevin Shizchay BeYizchay BeKulam. So he says, since it's not included in the pasuk, We see that over here, when it comes to inyanim of Yichud Hashem, it comes to these other inyanim of Emunah and the Shershi Adas, those are things that you have to go weiter and be mevar with the Seichel. It's part of your Chiyuv, is to be mevar with the Seichel, not just to go up to the Makam Mikdash, Vizel, and leave it at that. So that's what the Raya of the Chavis HaLevavos is, that the inyan of being samech only on the Kabbalah without Oisiz HaSeichel, that's only regarding being mavar, practical halacha, because those are the examples that are brought in the Pasuk. So Rav Kook says, Chavis HaLevavos there brings another Raya besides that from Pasuk in Yeshayahu, but we won't get into that now. Rav Kook says, this is like the biggest Raya, this is the main Raya. Now, Rav Kook says, "Och shenedayik b'divrei asugya peka nechnakim." If we're going to be medayik in the sugya in Sanhedrin and daf peizayin omad aleph, the brisa mefereshes es hakosav hazeh, the brisa that explains this pasuk, the chiyipali mimcha davar lamishpat, v'arichos kol ha'protam mimcha zeh yoyetz. Right? The Gemara over there says, the brisa says, what is it mim chiyipali mimcha? Mimcha is referring to the yoyetz, that he is the person nechlek b'ibra hashan. A chacham who got up and argued with everybody else regarding being ma'abra the year, impregnating the year, making another month of Adar. Can mefarsh b'raisa shniyah sham besugit chli pirush Rashi b'mkayim, like Rashi explains there. V'chein kol ha'pratim kulam hinam dvar masim. So to all the details mentioned there in the Gemara in Chulin, Talmud Bavli, of course, in the Chulin, are all practical things she'aim b'em shum dover min yoni ha'deos v'yisoy di emunah, that have nothing to do with inyanim of deos, yisoy di emunah, midos, nothing to do with these things. She'em klulam, kulam b'musag ha'rachav shel agada, all these things that are included in the wide concept or wide term that we refer to as agoda. Agoda dik inyanim doesn't appear there in the Gemara in Chulin at all. And that supports the words of the Chavis HaLevavos and those that go in his Shita. Shechelek haruchni shekdushas emuna kashur b'mitzvos hayedias hasichlis. That the spiritual part of the holiness of emuna is tied and bound to the mitzvah of intellectual knowledge. Hamechaberes b'derech yosher satoira im anasham elokes shel adam, that joins in b'derech yashar, the Torah, with the godly neshama of the person. Okay, of course, you have to, it has to be based on Torah. The Torah is obviously mechayivos. If we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, so clearly we are bound to Hashem Echad. But to understand what that means, Hashem Echad, it takes extra work. It's going to take an intellectual mechkar, investigation and analyzing, to chop on to what that means, what's the oimik hadvar, and how does it work? There's so many questions, you know. The Maharal, for example, Netzach Yisrael Eskoskov says, the philosophers have always had this big question, if Hashem is one, so how do we see multitude in the world? We have so many different things in the world. There's a philosophical klal that we know from one, something that's only one, can come out something that's one. From one can't come out many, meaning many types of things. So, how did this world come into being if it came from a one God, from a God who's one? That's the philosophical kasha, the Maharal, Netzach Yisrael, and a member of Perek Beis, I think it is, discusses. If it's not Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, but I think it is Perek Beis. So, all this kind of stuff doesn't apply, apparently, to this inning of the it's not part of the Kabbalah. It's not enough to just rely on the Kabbalah, because it's need. You need to go weiter with it. You need to have an intellectual idea in it. So Yerushalmi says Rav Kook, but it's not the Shita of the Yerushalmi. Sham Alach Gimel over there in that sugya. A Meirdik Yerushalmi, you know what? Shemefarish Samikra. The Yerushalmi explains the Pasuk, Mimcha zu Eitza, from you, this is Eitza. Davar? Right? Ki Yipol Mimcha Davar la Mishpat. What is Davar? What's Davar? Zu Agada. That's referring to Agada. So the Yerushalmi puts Agada into the category of things that are demanding the Kabbalah and being semich on the Kabbalah. Uklala godei ha'oras hakdusha emunit mikarev v'leiv omoik. And the God encompasses, right, the klal of Agoda is the holy illumination of the munadik illumination from the depths of the heart. Kedivri sifri al posik v'haftos Hashem lekecha, like the sifri says on the posik v'haftos Hashem lekecha, you have to love Hashem your God. Keitzad atoi v'samokim, asks the sifri, how do you love God? Right, it's very nice, love God. What do I do? How do I get to love Hashem? I want to love Hashem, but how do I do that? Says the Sifri, Lemoy Divri Agado. Learn Agado. Learn Agadatos. Learn Divri Agado. Shemitoch kach atamakiras misha omer v'hoi oilam u'medabik bidrochav. Because through learning Agado, you recognize the one who said the world should be, right? The creator of the world. And you'll be medabik, you'll cling to his drachim. Very important. Means, if you really look at the Sifri, right? He's saying, you're not going to learn this from Shar Shanogach Zapara. You're not going to, no, you want to get to Avos Hashem, you're going to need to learn Divrei Agada. Not saying it's not possible to have, I think anybody that really gets into learning over the course of time certainly feels a strengthening of Avos Hashem from learning Shar Shanogach Zapara or any other halachadika Inyan in the Torah, especially when you learn it ba'imik and you see the myriad of kolomdus behind and the different shittas, it's so geschmack. It's unquestionably brings a person to Avos Hashem. But a person who's looking, right, or looking to love Hashem, and that's not going to work in that way. You're looking for chizik, and you should always be looking for chizik to love Hashem. L'moy divrei agada, says the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi holds the Sifri. I'm sorry, you have to learn. It's the Sifri is mamish earlier than the Bavli Yerushalmi. You have to learn divrei agada. Shemitoch kacha tamakir es shmisham va'olim u'medabik bedrachav. Says Rav Kook. Val pi peirush Yerushalmi hoylich mamra kosev dechipolei bechlolos ha'teira gamal dvarim shebelev. According to the Perush of the Yerushalmi, it comes out that the Pasuk V'kipole is going on the Klolos of the Torah, also on the Dvarim Shebalev, things that are to do with the heart, things that have to do with the heart, not just the practical Torah. The Chavis Shebalev, the obligations of the heart, the Ava, the Yira, Tshuva, the Machshavas, the Ikrei Emunah, what are you supposed to believe? All this is all included in it. And it's all based on the Yisoid HaKabbalah of the holy people that are sitting in the place that Hashem chose. And from here flows forth the whole Mahalach of the holy delving into the Chochmah of the Regesh, the Chochmah of emotions. V'ashira kadosha hamofa al pi malach ruach hakodesh, and the holy Shira that appears based on the Mahalach of Ruach HaKodesh, Shemimenu hi toitzois ha'yisamkus ha'pnimis beruach ha'tmimus ha'lyena, that from it goes out the inner depth with the Ruach, with the spirit of the upper tmimus, of upper simplicity. Meaning, if Torah, if Agoda, if Deus is all based on Kabbalah, it means there had to have been a Ruach HaKodesh. So yeah, the initial was Nevuah by Har Sinai. But then there's also, right, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai clearly had brought down Seidus HaTorah through his Ruach HaKodesh. And Arizal, Rabbeinu Arizal, had tremendous Ruach HaKodesh described with Gilui Aliyah Navi, and the Goyin, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, right, brought down tremendous Seidus. He had the Chavrusa with Yaakov Avinu. And so the Kabbalah that we received through Seidus HaTorah, especially the Kabbalah, right, of the, is all based on receiving it from above, right? You receive it from a Rebbe, or receive, but the starting point of it is a Ruach HaKodesh, and we learn it and we accept it. It penetrates our heart, and factually speaking, just objectively speaking, you take a look at these, the Messiahs, any of these Sfarim, and any of, including from like I said in yesterday's shir, the Kuzri is very much based. He very starts showing how the Messiah works from person to person, and that historical aspect of it, showing he's, for example, he spends time proving the Messiah of Har Sinai, bringing proofs to the Messiah of Har Sinai, because again, by him, it's the Messiah that you have to be mechazik. Because when you're mechazik the Messiah, you're mechazik the chain that gives it to a person. I don't remember him saying this as the reason, but that builds in the person an emotional connection. He's learning a mitzvah of obviously the chiyuv, right? You have a chiyuv to believe it because we got it. Torah min haShemayim, we got it. The Torah is mechayev us to believe this, and we get from door to door. We have a masorah thing, what we have to do, what we have to believe. But Rav Kook's angle is that Kabbalah is always more emotionally connected. It's you realize you're a chain in the Messiah. You're continuing the Gevaldige Messiah that we have for so many generations. And the Seudas HaTorah and the Kabbalistic Torah that we have is one that, oh, it's very, very, on the one hand, it's very intellectual, but it's not in the tzura of intellectual. Of course, it's chachma, it's gevalda, it's spitz chachma, but it's something which touches the heart and is geared to touching the neshama more than it is geared into touching the seichel in a philosophical way. So Rav Kook sees these two mahalchim as being rooted in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli does not see Agoda as part of the Ki Pole Mimcha Davar LeMishpat, which is the pasuk that bases our obligation of being Seimech, of relying on Kabbalah. And the only thing that appears in Bavli on that, in that pasuk, are things that have to do with practical halacha, but all the things that we would call the chayvus halavavus v'adeyos is not there, and therefore that would indicate, like the chayvus halavavus, that on those things we have to also apply our seichel. It's not enough just to be makabel v'zeu. We have to apply our seichel. If you have seichel to do it, you have to use it. And then the Yerushalmi, who does insert into that pasuk the whole realm of Agada. So that shows that the Yerushalmi is really that's like the root, the source of the Mahalach of the Kuzri, that sees all the inyan of the Kabbalah, Midor Dor, and of course all the Sifri Kabbalah, the Torah Kabbalah, which is based on the Kabbalah in inyanim that are not practical halacha, but rather inyanim of Deus and Lev, and Avidis Hashem, and Tefillah, and Avidis Hashem, Yiris Hashem. All this is part of the being passed down from generation to generation from an initial person who was Makabal, had been Avua, or Miruch HaKodesh. And that is also only to be found in the Mokam Asheivcha Hashem, according to the Bavli, according to the Yerushalmi, because that God is also there, which would mean you don't start to, you know, skeptically, so to say, analyze it, and it's like, well, is that true? Is it not true? You just have to try it. You just have to understand it and internalize it, but not to philosophically analyze it, which is always with the question of like, is this true or not true? Now, I would add that it could be that the reason that there's a machlekas in this between Bavli and Yerushalmi is that the, you know, in Bavel, we know Al Pi the Shlach Kodesh and Maseches Psochim, actually in the paragraph of Holach Ma'anya, unbelievable Shlach Kodesh, I've mentioned it in the past, Shlach Kodesh says that the Shlach Kodesh says that in Bavel is the Makom the Klipas, and therefore it takes a lot to get to the fruit, to get to the inside of the Torah, to get to the inner connection. It's very hard. You have to go through a lot of shaka b'tayr. And therefore, the Bavli has a lot of back and forth questioning, because the back and forth questioning is breaking the klip until you get to the inside. As opposed to the Yerushalmi, which is written much more tersely without Without the major rigorous back and forth of Shakavatara that we're used to in Talmud Bavli, says the Shulchan Aruch, that's because the Ikar Esik in Eretz Yisrael was Seudas HaTorah, was they were mainly Esik in the Seudas HaTorah, in the secrets of the Torah, and therefore they got the essence of the halacha automatically. It was like given to them on a silver platter, basically. They got it in a gather of Ruach HaKodesh, basically. So that they didn't have to go through the whole back and forth, because the whole back and forth is just needed when you have to break away the peel, the husks from the fruit. And that you need to do in Bavel, but in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to do that. That's what the Shulchan Aruch explains, is the difference between Bavel and Yerushalayim, and why it's written, why they're written so differently. Using that hakdama, using that, we can understand that in Bavel, the connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is going to have to, right? For somebody who wants to get a deep connection with Hashem, he's going to have to go through that breaking of the husks. He's going to have to go through that rigorous work of intellectual rigorous work, and therefore his emunah will only come through an intellectual break, you know, through an intellectual process that the Rambam and the Chavis HaLevavos apply, as opposed to in Eretz Yisrael, which is the place, right, the Talmud Yerushalmi in Eretz Yisrael. There, the Ikar Esik we saw from the Shulchan Aruch is the Seudas HaTorah. It's coming down from the Ruach HaKodesh. It's coming with them. So for there, Taka, it's going to be the Agod is included in the Kabbalah of things. The whole Mahalach of Yerushalmi, of Eretz Yisrael, is just, you don't need to break away. You can just get to that emotional connection. You get to that deep, it's more than just an emotional connection. It's getting the emotion again is a faculty, but is a kli for it, but it's a deeper kli on the sense of it gets straight to the heart of it. Even when we use the intellectual process, you're trying to get to the heart. I really should explain one more nekuda. You know, there's two aspects of the heart. The heart, there's the emotional part of the heart, and then there's also an emotional heart, but a much deeper emotional part of the heart. The oinig that we discussed as the sixth level really is be'uvnus edelibo. It's deep down in that, inside the heart. That's the center of the person. So that when you bring down something intellectually, it's not just to be intellectually aware of something and know something here. Like many people you could see, they know something, they know that smoking is dangerous, but they can't change their pattern of life to stop smoking, or whatever other example you want to use, because it didn't penetrate the heart. If it would emotionally stir somebody and really get into their kishkas of their essence, forget about it. It's gone. That's what's going on when in the Yerushalmi, right? The Agoda, when all this Mahalach of the Kuzari, so to say, is they're tapping in through the heart. You're able to tap in to the most deep, deep, deep level of connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So I'm just suggesting that that's this difference between the Bavli and Yerushalmi when it comes to putting Agoda into the category of needing the Kabbalah and not needing the intellectual process, or yes, needing the intellectual process, is based on the same yisoid that the Shulchan Aruch is saying in Halach Ma'anya, of why the Bavli always has rigorous intellectual conversation and question and answer, as opposed to the Yerushalmi. In any case, Rav Kook ends off, Avakol HaShitas Kula Matimotin, all the Shitas are suitable. Shel Olam Chachma Semuna Tzrich Lias Haylechus V'Dreshes Lechus Mezuchebes Bisrael. The Chachma V'Muna needs to go and be investigated and darshened and widened and expanded in Klal Yisrael. Shchoin Eretz Urei Amuna. Right, the Urei Amuna. You have to pasture Amuna in the land. K'moshet Tzrich HaTorah Kula B'Chlola. The end of he goes and says, you know, from learning all the different mahalchim and binding together all the kol ha'iris hakodesh halalu yachtav, when you bind together all these holy lights together, shel chachmidor dor v'doyshav, of all the chachamim of the different doyris, ye'iru oyris shel gedula ge'ula v'yeshua l'goy kodesh, it's going to illuminate lights of greatness and redemption and salvation to the holy nation, shemir amunim. He goes with another beautiful lines, but it's late already. So nevertheless, that's Bez Hashem. This is just to sum it up. We've learned what Emunah is. Emunah is forging a major bond with the Ribbono Shel Olam that's unshakable. And there, we saw that there's two different mahalchim that this can be done in general, which is more the intellectual of the Rambam and the emotional of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the Baal HaKuzri. Rav Kook shows that these two mahalchim seem to be rooted in the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi when it comes to the sugya of Ki Poli Mimcha Dover LaMishpa, the sugya of Kabbalah, meaning Kabbalah as far as relying and receiving and being bound to the Sanhedrin or the Maestri HaTorah. And I'll just end off with Rav Kook already said that in the later generations we see more and more the need for the emotional. And I'll say, end off with the famous Rabbi Yaakov, the famous Yaivitz, a Chosid Yaivitz, not Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Chosid Yaivitz, who wrote that in the Spanish Inquisition, the Jews that survived the tortures and the Yisurim, Mitzad the Goyim, were the ones that were emotionally connected, were not the ones that were intellectually connected. And Maisa, we could see the same thing, you know, in later generations. We know that the Ashkenazi, people from Ashkenazi background who were more intellectually inclined in their connection with Hashem, lost, unfortunately, when they went off the Derech, they lost all connection whatsoever. And so many did go off the Derech. Chassidus came to really, you know, save that and build that emotional connection, and they were very, very metzliach in keeping people more in the fold. And we see that by the Sephardi community, which is always much more emotionally inclined and emotionally based very much on Kabbalah, Arizal, etc., there, even people that unfortunately lost connection as far as the practical keeping of Torah goes, nevertheless stayed extremely attached on an emotional level. They still believe in Hashem, and they still have much more of a kesher and shaychus to the Torah. Bez Hashem, very often their kids, you know, will have a much easier time being chayzer b'tshuva because they're already there. But in any case, it's clear that the emotional connection is one, the mesirah is one which, as I said, even for those who are intellectually based, like the Rambam, demands the basis for everything. It all has to be oimed on the Kabbalah. The intellectual is the second level, which only, according to the Rambam, only limited individuals are able to do. And therefore, we can understand that when it comes to Lel Pesach, the Gad Levincha stands as the Yisoid Emunah. Pesach is the Chag Emunah of Klal Yisrael, and the basis for it all is the Gad Levincha, is that special kesher between father and son. So everybody, make sure you have an enjoyable Seder, and make sure you bechal during the whole year, that the connection between father and son, meaning parents and children, has to be one that's very pleasant and strong. So that Bez Hashem, your kids will be mekabel the Yisoidus HaEmuna properly and pass it over, Bez Hashem, pass the torch to the next generation as well. Bez Hashem, we should be zeicha to the Gula Shleima, b'mheira, b'korov, b'chag kasher sameach.